the grumble, the mumble, and she who needs to be humbled. Back to the fun with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
So we heard the news late last week that comedian Louis Anderson passed away after battling cancer. And we wanted to play a clip from when we had Louis on our show. Here in just a moment, we're going to do that. I will have to say, it's right up there with one of the questions I always get asked the most. Is usually along the lines of who was cool to meet, who was a jerk to meet. Mm-hmm. And over the years, I've kind of quit answering, and I'll tell people because we usually get a few minutes with them, and I don't, mm-hmm. Most people could pull off a good 5 or 10 minutes, and
yep,
I don't really know them.
Right.
I don't want to vouch for them because too many times it came out later they were real jerks about stuff. So
exactly.
Anyway,
right.
But Louis Anderson is not somebody I would put in that category. As a matter of fact, I would say, as long as I've been doing this, he was one of my all-time favorite guests. We had him when he was, here in town at the Funny Bone. He came on the show. And when we went to Las Vegas and did our show from out there many, many years ago, he came on and did our show then,
mm-hmm.
too. And which was really cool because he had no reason to.
No. His shows were sold out.
Right. His shows were sold out, and we were broadcasting back to Des Moines from Vegas. But
he remembered us.
Yeah.
He was like, hey.
Yeah. So it was really cool to come back on and do it. And when we met him that day out in Vegas, he was on crutches, right?
Right. He was recovering. Right. Yeah.
He had hurt himself. And so here's Louis Anderson telling us the story about why he was on crutches.
Okay, here's what happened.
Yes.
This is a story where I'm naked, by the way. So this is where you want to go to a break. it's true. And it's a visual, so just do what you can with it. So here I am. I'm naked in the bathroom. I'm going to take a shower. It's a new place. It's a marble shower because everybody thinks I'll put marble in the bathroom and we'll hike the price up.
Right.
And so I open the door and I turn the water on as I do because, I'm a Midwesterner. We aren't getting into a cold shower.
Right.
We're
right.
always looking for heat.
Yes.
So I turn that on. I put my one leg in, right? And I didn't have those little, they hadn't put any daisies or, dolphins, whatever. I know everybody has something different. I have octopuses. But anyways, so I there wasn't anything down, but I didn't think about it. But my foot went out.
Oh, no.
And of course my brain went, do not fall. Do not fall, Louie. And so my brain said, reach for something. So I grabbed onto an imaginary shelf of marble. Honest to God. And I am willed myself back up into a position of standing.
Because
I was doing the splits.
Okay.
And I did not want to fall. Because, when you're big and you're older and you fall and you don't have that bright necklace on.
Right.
nobody's coming.
And you're naked.
And you're naked, which, I could care less. But, I don't want to go that way.
Right.
Oh, Christ. Well, he was clean. So I went to the doctor, and he said to me, it was horrifying. Like I finally made it to the, to the bed. And then, and I'm such a Midwesterner, I made sure I finished the shower first.
Right. Don't want to be wasteful.
Yes, you know. And I get to the doctor, and he said, hey, did you hear something rip? And I said, I don't know, because I farted at the same time. So in one sense, I did hear something rip. I farted so loud the neighbors went, you all right?
Anyway, I love Louis Anderson. He certainly will be missed. What a great guest he was for our show. So, yeah.
As much talent as the middle of a donut.
I love me some donuts.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
It gets me off to a great start.
On Star 102.5.